Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological progress report on Elizabeth Spellman, S-P-E-L-L-M-A-N. Her address is 6534 Hummingbird Lane, Paradise, California, 95969. Phone is 209-814-5118. ID is XXX-XX-8073. Date of birth is 12/27/1968. A 54-year-old disabled married woman. Insurance is Medicare/California Health and Wellness. Pharmacy is Rite Aid, Clark Road, Paradise. It's addressed to Marianne, M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E, Moses, F-N-P, Family Practice, all caps, AMPLA, A-M-P-L-A, Megalia Medical, 14137 Lake Ridge Court, Megalia, California, 95954-9470. Phone is 530-873-5030. Fax is 530-740-5189. The clinical indication, current complaints of short-term memory loss. Subparagraph, reports of decline with cognitive impairment following probable traumatic brain injury. Next paragraph, recent findings of abnormal cervical MRI imaging study with two areas of borderline spinal stenosis. Next paragraph, current complaints of positional neck pain. Reduced and restricted range of motion on turning to the left with radicular symptoms spreading to both shoulders and upper extremities. Comorbid problems, morbid obesity. Comma, recent evaluation of bariatric surgery. Next paragraph. History of dysomnia with initial sleep maintenance insomnia. Subparagraph, no history of quality rest. Elizabeth returned today for neurological reevaluation, continuing to describe problems with a frontal headache radiating from the superior aspect of the right eye across the frontal area, vertically to the frontotemporal scalp area, and then superiorly and posteriorly. She describes a sudden shocking sensation that may be variable for a few seconds, recurrently with spontaneous resolution. New paragraph. She reports a trial of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medication with some but incomplete benefit. New subparagraph. Prescription trials of anti-inflammatory medication, including indomethacin, were attempted but were denied by insurance. New paragraph, as you may remember, she had a positive diagnostic electroencephalogram on 24 September 2023 showing isolated bursts of spike and polyspike activity in the left frontotemporal areas with multiple episodes of spike and polyspike and wave activity generalized with the longest duration of 17 minutes only in the awake state, comma, bitemporal theta activity was also identified. New paragraph. Previous laboratory testing completed in November 2023 showed vitamin D deficiency, as well as an all caps APO-E isoform, value of E3/E4 in the plasma. An Alzheimer's disease risk factor. She also had a beta 42/40 ratio of 0.157 and intermediate risk for Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph, MRI brain dementia evaluation, ICO metrics, METRIX, non-contrast imaging showed multiple ovoid appearing T2 flare hyperintense white matter foci, most in the paraventricular white matter. Subparagraph, the whole brain volume loss was identified at 11th percentile with compensatory enlargement of the lateral ventricles. Subparagraph, the hippocampi were within less than 1 percentile volume range. New paragraph, the amyloid, AMYVID in capitals, Alzheimer's dementia, CT, PET is capitalized. Imaging study was described to be negative, indicating sparse to no evidence for neuritic Alzheimer's plaques. Some paragraph, this finding tends to exclude Alzheimer's disease as a diagnostic finding. New paragraph. In consideration of these findings, she was referred for spinal fluid evaluation to exclude demyelinating disease in the differential diagnosis of multiple white matter lesions. Some paragraph. The study may have been scheduled but has not been accomplished, and she will be re-referred to Orville. New paragraph, while she completed neuropsychological testing, comma, sleep study evaluation with her history of dysomnia does not appear to have been completed and will have to be reordered. New paragraph, while she describes her headaches as, quote, ipixophalgia, the nature and character of their location would strongly suggest a form of chronic focal cephalgia more commonly seen in closed head injury. Subparagraph. The nature and character of her headaches suggest chronic cluster cephalgia. New paragraph. A trial of indomethacin was attempted but not completed, period. New paragraph. Her laboratory testing also was positive for thyroid abnormality with an elevated TSH. Subparagraph, she will need a thyroid ultrasound study as well. New paragraph. At her last appointment, she reported having a second vehicular collision. Subparagraph. We are re-requesting attorney records for comprehensive review, period. New paragraph for diagnostic electroencephalogram. Showed bursts of spike and polyspike and wave activity beginning in the left frontotemporal area, lasting as long as 5 minutes. During the awake state of the recording, consistent with electrographic seizures. Subparagraph, she was started on anticonvulsant medication. New paragraph today with her report of persistent and continuous recurrent cephalgia. I am initiating a therapeutic trial of therapeutic trial of verapamil 80 milligrams to take 3 times a day, new paragraph. We are scheduling her for telemedicine follow-up med check on the medication in 1 to 2 weeks. in consideration for re-prescription and treatment of her headaches. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report then, period.